You're listening to SBS News.
After hitting a historic low during COVID-19 lockdown periods, a resurgence of meningococcal in Australia has forced health authorities and doctors to renew a public health alert. They're telling people to get vaccinated and to contact a health professional if experiencing symptoms of meningococcal. The warning comes after at least three people linked to the music festival Splendour in the Grass contracted the disease, the latest being a child. Professor Helen Marshall from the University of Adelaide says meningococcal can present itself in two different ways.
Meningococcal disease is caused by a bacteria called Neisseria meningitidis, and it can present in two different ways. If you get the infection, it can cause either meningitis or septicemia, which is a blood poisoning where the bacteria gets into the bloodstream.
Professor Marshall says cases are most common among younger people, particularly adolescents who have more kissing partners, as the bacteria is carried in the back of the throat. She says symptoms are common to those experienced when carrying the flu, but should not be mistaken, as in rare cases, the disease can be fatal.
So although it's uncommon, it's really important to think about, particularly if a child or a baby is unwell with a fever, with vomiting, maybe just not feeding well. I guess more concerning signs, of course, around meningitis are, you know, headache, vomiting, stiff neck. Certainly any of those symptoms, it's really important to think about the infection.
One of the three cases linked to the Northern New South Wales Festival, a man in his 40s, died last month. And overnight, a man in his 30s died at the Royal Darwin Hospital after being infected with meningococcal. Both cases followed the death last month of a two-year-old in rural South Australia. Associate Professor Charlene Kaler from the University of Adelaide says anyone who attended Splendour in the Grass who experiences an unexplained fever should see a doctor or go to hospital.
The New South Wales Health Department has sent out a lot of alerts alerting people to the fact that there were some people attending that event that came down with disease. The most important thing is that everyone who was there should be on the alert for a sudden fever with an unexplained cause, and in that instance they should immediately attend a general practitioner or hospital to say that they are worried about that particular event and that they might be in the early stages of the infection.
Around 5 to 10% of people, mostly adolescents, carry meningococcal bacteria at the back of the nose and throat, but just 1 in 100,000 develop into disease. Around 10% of cases result in death. Ms. Kaler calls on parents to give consent for their children and babies to be vaccinated, as it's the most effective way to fight the disease.
There's two opportunities to intervene in this infection. If you aren't already vaccinated, getting vaccinated is a really important thing to do. Currently, on the National Immunisation Program, all our children are being vaccinated before the age of one with a quadrivalent vaccine, which is excellent. And our young adults around the 12 to 15-year-old age group, they are offered a vaccine in the school vaccination program. And I really encourage all parents to give consent for their children to be vaccinated, because that really protects them a lot.
The vaccine is free for babies, adolescents and high-risk populations. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.